the chosen one.
We kick off hour two.
I was thinking you'd come in with Down with the Sickness.
Oh, wow.
Is it in the system?
I don't know. It should be soon. Speaking of in the system, I don't feel so good.
Oh, no.
It's not.
No, just a little back pain. I'll be all right.
Okay.
How light can we go on the coronavirus jokes? Like,
Yeah, people are dying.
I mean, there's a whole... Would you say 35 million people in the travel net? Yeah.
I think 26 people have died.
I don't think that'll
be... Really, that's nothing.
It was 11 yesterday. Is that the 26?
I mean, that's really nothing compared to the worldwide population. I mean, you know.
I don't think there'll be any jokes going around once this hits East Tennessee.
No, there won't. In fact, after our In the Breaks podcast conversation, are we going to put in a... Like, I mean, we don't do food prep here, so we don't have to have the little government signs up. But I feel like we may have to put, each employee must wash their hands before returning to work.
We do food prep on Wednesdays during football season.
If we survive it until then, I think we'll be safe. You said there's a patent out. Like, that's like something different.
That was for SARS.
SARS.
I guess they've. That's
trying to cure the buddy, common cold, right?
Buddy, that's you talk about out of my ballpark.
Yeah, reading those docs.
Yeah, but someone sent me a patent for the SARS coronavirus, and I guess so they could make antibodies or what's it called? What's
an immunization?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough. Again, health.
Like,
we don't
like you get your flu shot and your cold shot,
right? Which is like a weakened version of that virus, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cold shot, is that a thing?
No, I was saying that's like what they.
Yeah.
You know, in
that's
the future,
that's the SARS shot.
You could get your flu shot.
Well, it was so they could identify it in infants and then hopefully create some type of
Since the Ebola outbreak, this was from 2018 when this article was put out, but 11,000 people died from when we had that outbreak.
Ebola?
About 5 years ago.
11,000?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, no kidding. The Fox Sports medical expert has said, like, out of all the fears people live in, like, the one that's kind of most likely to happen.
The realist one is that a virus mutates and there's nothing we can do about it for a long, long time.
I mean, throughout the course of human history,
these things
come and go. And
the plague,
smallpox.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, like these are...
Like something happening that we don't have a cure for.
Yeah. Because it was in a... almost cussed. Because it was in a bleeping bat.
Damn bat.
And we ate the bat. If you can't farm it, don't eat it. Oh, this is our locally sourced cave where we store cheese and breed bats.
It stays cold.
Idiots! Bats? That. I know it's stereotypes, but like, just don't. There's some animals you just shouldn't eat, like rats, bats, dogs, cats. Really, if it ends with an ATS, just don't eat it. Yeah, you're thinking, aren't you? Yeah. Is there anything you eat with ends in ATS? Because stop doing that. Fats are bad.
Wombats.
No, you don't eat a wombat. You just don't do it. It has bat in the word. Don't eat it.
Experts say China.
Bats.
Locked down that city too late. What is it? Wuhan?
Wuhan.
Wuhan.
That's what happened. Wuhan. That's what happened in Outbreak. They felt like it was too late. They couldn't do anything, and so they had to kill the virus, and it had to be they had to cook the virus at a high enough temperature, and the only way they could do it was a nuclear bomb. So they had guys in the plane ready to drop it, but he accidentally dropped it over the ocean.
Eat goat.
I have eaten goat one time, probably never again. In fact, my aunt told me that you can get a whole goat at Costco if you want.
Really? They'll
just put it in a box for you. Huh. They don't even have to cut it up.
You can get anything at Costco, I guess. Cut the check.
They're in Florida, and she's like, she called me. She was like, give me an update on her trip. She's like, did you know that in Costco's in Florida, they're business center Costco's that cater to restaurants, and you can come in and order a whole goat? I was like, no, I did not know that. But thank you for the update. I bet you they don't sell bats. I mean, I feel like someone like Andrew Zimmern or these Food Network guys who go all over the world. Yeah, I'll try anything once. Like, that guy's got it. He's immune to it, but he's carrying it. I'm sure he's had bat or rat or goat.
They have 830 confirmed cases of it. 26 deaths.
830 in Wuhan or just China?
In China.
Man, this is why you don't fly ever. Just drive. Just drive.
Just John Madden. No.
Yeah, isn't that what they said about the person at Tennessee Tech? Like they had just got back from some trip, and they feel that they may have carried it. I mean, like I'm looking at a video from Wuhan now, and it looks exactly like the scene in Outbreak when they get to the hospital and everyone's just sick and lying on the floor and like the walls are lined with people just trying to get some type of help. Man, like this doesn't even feel real.
Officials rushed to build hospital in 10 days. There's a picture of like this huge, cleared, mud, and there's, I don't know, 45
huge clear mud,
like a land plot.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
All mud, and there's like 45 front end loaders or like front scrapers, just going to work. Crazy.
I wonder if they're having to bury the bodies of the people that have it like separately.
I mean, I realize that's like kind of a What's the word I'm looking for? Macabre, like, thought. But, yeah, like, you have to. Because viruses can live in a dead body for a certain amount of time, right? I mean, yeah, you got to quarantine, like, everything and everyone until...
Apparently, they had, in 2003, outside of Beijing, they had to build a hospital like this because of a SARS outbreak killed 349 people in China and 299 people in Hong Kong.
The student at Tennessee Tech, apparently university health providers quickly recognized that the student met the criteria for coronavirus due to the mild symptoms and his recent travel history. The illness has not yet been confirmed. The student is under isolation while precautionary testing is being conducted. As this happens, the university says they continue to stay in close communications with the Tennessee Department of Health. The Department of Health advises us that while we wait the test results, there are no specific actions other individuals need to take. That seems like whistling past the graveyard a little bit there.
Yeah, I'm going to buy milk and bread. Is that what you do? I don't know. Like, what do you do?
I mean, I really don't know. Like, I don't know how to really, like, talk about it. Because, like, my initial reaction is like, oh, yeah, just make jokes. And it just doesn't feel like, I don't know, maybe the window's already passed. Like, maybe I can't make jokes about this anymore.
I mean, it's the middle of winter. I don't think my camping gear is going to hold up for, like, the rest of my life.
It might have to. It might have to.
Go in the woods. Get the family together and go into the woods and survive without human contact. I mean, like,
but seriously though, like, if you're the Department of Health, like, how long do you wait before you start telling people to take some type of precaution? I mean, I don't know what you say, like, hey, don't talk to anybody, don't travel outside of your home, like, don't go to airports. I don't know what you do.
Could you imagine if there was like a lockdown and people had to stay in their house for like weeks to stop the spread of it?
Yeah.
We've never seen anything like that.
Only in movies. Not in our lifetime. I mean, the good news is it's 2020. Like, we are as advanced medically and scientifically as we've ever been, obviously, because it only goes in one direction. So hopefully there are.
You've been that way during every other outbreak.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. It seems like now that we're a little bit more equipped to handle something like the plague or this coronavirus than we were, say, oh, I don't know, 100 years ago, and certainly 500 years ago. I hope that we have doctors and scientists in the lab as we speak. You know, Dustin Hoffman just went and found the monkey. The monkey.
Just go find the bat.
Yeah.
If it's already been eaten, though, how does that work?
I have no idea. Like, I don't know. Like, I... Because, well, that's the thing, right? Like, isn't that what... yeah, I mean, this is what happened. Like, the monkey had it but was immune to it, but could carry the virus. It's the same thing Will Smith in I Am Legend. Like, it was his blood because he himself was immune to being a zombie.
What?
What?
Are you talking about, like, the cure?
Yeah.
He didn't use his blood for the cure.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Didn't he take blood, a blood sample, and give it to the girl?
He did,
and then,
but it was from the zombie, from one of the cures. It wasn't his blood.
I thought it was his blood that he put in the zombie, though. Right?
I don't think so.
I'll check that. I'll double check that.
We'll come back on this. I don't know what to call it. Friday edition of the show.
Corona Friday. Davey, good God.
I missed that. I just completely...
What song is playing?
I thought he had started to overlay something again. You said your first reaction was to make jokes.
You're going to hell.
We all might.
Quicker than you think.
We all might be after we die from this virus.
I can't believe this.
How am I supposed to talk when 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in?
Okay.
This feels like a summer show. We got Wes.
We might not get to him, so you got to get him in now.
Wes, you're on three and out.
Hey, boys.
How's it going, Wes?
Hey, it's going pretty good. You know, I was listening to you guys talk about this new virus that's going around. You know, there's a lot of stuff. You don't have to wait for any direction from the World Health Organization or for the Tennessee Department of Health. There's a lot of stuff that, in my opinion, everybody should be doing anyway.
Go on, Wes. Please inform us.
Look, it's universal precautions. Everybody should be treating everybody like they're infected with the freaking plague at all times. Look, I work in a hospital, and then I got a side hustle seasonal job at the with an airline. So I'm exposed to a lot of bugs every day in my healthcare career, and then I'm on a lot of airplanes, where, as we know, there's a lot of germs. You gotta be smart. You gotta treat everybody as they got a norovirus or swine flu or bird flu. Don't let your kids go to birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese, which is just a haven for throw up bugs. Don't let them go play at places like Pump It Up. When you fly in a plane, take those handy wipes and wipe the trays down. Wipe your armrest. Wash your hands. Take some hand sanitizer. Don't be shy about telling the guy at Subway or Publix who's got rubber gloves on that it does them no good if they're going to touch money and then make your sandwich with the same damn gloves. Tell them to change their gloves. You got to be bold.
Be bold.
Be bold. Treat everybody as they're infected. That's all you got to do, and then you'll be fine.
Seems like kind of a fearful way to live through life, Wes.
It's not. Every time I check into a hotel, what's the first thing I do? It takes 2 seconds. You take some of those Clorox wipes, you wipe down the remote control because this is the most dirtiest thing in the room. You wipe down the doorknobs, the handles, the light switches. It takes about 5 seconds. It's just good hygiene. Wash your hands.
We need like a Wes checklist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can make one. Look, I'm going to write a whole book on airport etiquette, Costco etiquette, and cleanliness. All right, fellas, have a good day.
Thanks, Wes.
Thanks for the call, Wes. Maybe you could write a song with the list.
Yeah, you know, he has been pretty
easy to remember that way.
Pretty good at that from time to time.
My kids, they have to sing the ABC song while they wash their hands, make sure they get the 20 seconds in.
Oh, is that the...
Yeah, that's what they make.
The new version?
Where LMNO is not...
No, they... Oh, yeah, LMNOP... Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, you can't do it.
I can't even sing that song.
So Davey was also wrong about I Am Legend?
Yeah, he derived it from his own blood. Way to go, Davey. Bad music.
The way you made it sound was, though, like he pulled out, or he gave her the serum out of his own arm.
No, he took blood from himself, created the thing, put it in the zombie. The zombie got better, and then he took the blood out of that, put it in the vials, gave it to her, but it came from his own blood.
Okay.
Because he realized he was immune, and like, oh, man, maybe the answer's in our blood, the immune people, the 1%. And then she took it to that, I don't know, where was that? New Hampshire or something?
Yeah.
Vermont? I think it was Vermont. Because the elevation. Is that, like, I guess we don't know anything about this virus at this point, though, do we? Like, does elevation kill it? Does extreme temperatures kill it? Does eating celery kill it? Like, we just don't know. Wash your hands, folks. Stay vigilant about being clean. Yikes, man. Sports? Do we try to go sports now? Is that a thing?
Sure. Did you hear Antonio?
Really or no?
Antonio Brown turned himself in?
I did. Maybe jail's the safest place for all of us. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It spread like wildfire in there.
Yeah, apparently he turned himself in at like 10 p.m. last night and had to spend the night in jail, which was kind of weird. Typically, you turn yourself in the morning, and then all your stuff is taken care of. You post bail, and you're out before you actually ever have to be in jail. I'm wondering if the issue of him not wanting to pay the truck drivers is what came to this. Like, he didn't want to post his bail, so he's just going to sit in jail for a long time.
Hmm.
Very strange.
Faces outstanding charges of felony
burglary
with battery. Burglary of an unoccupied conveyance and criminal mischief stemming from a Tuesday incident outside his home in which he allegedly assaulted a moving truck driver.
Was there another incident that he got accused of, like, since that one?
I
thought I read something that there was another incident in which he is being accused of battery. But maybe it was a poorly worded phrase towards the initial incident with the truck driver.
His trainer posted a $20,000 bond. On Wednesday.
So yesterday. Antonio Brown did not and sat in.
I guess.
Because he turned
Brown
himself
threw
in
a rock at the driver's moving truck.
Yeah. Apparently the driver was delivering some stuff and he was owed $4,000. And Antonio Brown said, I'm not paying that. Unload my stuff. Or maybe the driver said, I needed the money first. Because that's like a thing. Like, you don't give them their stuff until you are paid what you're going to be paid.
Yeah, that was in the contract.
Yeah, and Brown said, I'm not paying you either at all, or I'm not paying you until my stuff's in my house. And he was just like, no, that's not how this works. Like, I have your stuff. You pay me. You get your stuff. We're good. And that's when Brown started literally throwing rocks.
Then he forced his way into the driver's side of the main cabin of the truck and began to physically strike the driver after a disagreement over payment escalated.
Yeah, did you read the transcript of the 911 call?
No, I saw somebody
tweet. The driver's just like, this dude's high. He's on something. He's clearly on something. He's messed up. And apparently his mugshot, when he turned himself in, he looks very not normal. Which, in fairness, he hasn't looked normal for like 3 years. But a lot of people are thinking he went to jail and he was messed up when he got there. It's a bad situation. Like, I've been saying it for a couple weeks now, like, it's not funny anymore. It's only going to end in tragedy. He needs some serious, serious help. Like, one of his initial attorneys said, I'm not representing you anymore. Drew Rosenhaus has said, I'm not representing you anymore until you get some help. And he's snapped, man. Like, he's filming himself, cussing out the mother of his children, the cops. I mean, I don't know how one of those cops didn't arrest him for, you know, the vulgarity. He was just screaming out in public.
Man.
It's not good. It's a really sad situation.
Apparently, the associate that handled getting this stuff shipped there, Antonio Brown, fired. So he was unaware that it was going to cost him $4,000 to get this stuff.
Oh, so he fired somebody who had set this up.
Right.
And then thought it was already taken care of, I guess?
Or just didn't realize the bill was going to be that much, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, where did they move it from, did they say?
California.
So they drove that thing across the country and wanted $4,000 for a truck full of stuff that they've driven 40 hours across the country or more, and he just said no?
Apparently he ended up paying the $4,000 but wouldn't pay any more. The company was trying to get him to pay for the damages to the truck.
Well, I mean, he'll definitely end up having to pay for that.
$4,000 is pretty cheap considering Penny paid like
$11,000
for, yeah. for New York.
New York to Memphis is $11,500. Yeah. California to Hollywood, Florida, only a measly $4,000. Maybe that.
I thought it was Nashville to Memphis.
Oh yeah, that might be.
Was it Nashville?
Yeah.
That's a long drive right there down 40. You know, you gotta.
Well, you know.
Is that 40?
It's the extra pay to make sure he went to his high school. And
well, yeah, that's team. Exactly, yeah. It's not. Those weren't exactly
that was probably just
all moving
one
fees.
One of like 20 installments or something.
Right, that's the only one that ended up on the books.
Brown's home is located in a gated community. Multiple neighbors have told ESPN they're fed up with his antics.
You don't say.
Taking place at the home. Yikes. We'll come back. We'll get to some other stuff. Oh, no.
No, it's just a little throat scratch. It's nothing.
Davey's on a heater.
Phil Collins new. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. So the Wall Street Journal has posted an article. When did the outbreak start? Is there treatment? Here's what we know. And for just $5.99 a month, you can read this article. I don't think so, Wall Street Journal.
I don't know.
No.
If it's,
I'm not giving you $5.99 of my hard-earned cash right before I keel over from bat flu.
It goes both ways, though. It's like, well, why do they care about getting money when everybody's about to die? But if you think about it,
they have the serum.
Why do you care about giving up money when everybody's about to die? Like, you might as well read it. Might as well give up the $5.99. You're not going to need it. Well, unless the article's so good.
But they're not going to need it either.
Unless the article's so good that it causes you to stave it off, in which case, it was worth it. It's a win-win.
Yeah, but I need to know that there is like a cure in the article before I give them $5.99.
Doesn't matter. If there's not and you die, you don't need the money.
What if Big Pharm created the virus, made us think it was the animals, and they actually have the antidote, but it's going to cost you an arm and a leg? Uh-huh.
Big Pharm? Oh, people don't want to eat cows anymore, huh? They want to eat bats? Watch this. It's been spraying this stuff in caves for years, trying to find the right one.
Yep.
Oh, bats got it, but they're alive. Perfect. Now we'll just wait for these people to... Oh, there they go. They're eating the bats. Time to make bank.
Mm-hmm. Nah, Serena Williams lost.
She's like, get me out of here.
I mean, she's in Australia. It's not
I know.
China, but...
No, I know, but she's like, I need to go ahead and get on the plane now.
Yeah.
Get back home.
Billy said he used to watch a lot of the Australian Open, but now ESPN's put it behind their paywall.
Yeah, I used to. I was tuned into every match. It was probably my favorite. I mean, I got into it more than like Wimbledon and U.S. Open.
Why the Australian?
I just can't get into tennis, man.
Maybe because it was like cold outside and it's warm in Australia, and it came on later in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like tennis is not for me, man. Like, all the ads are, you know, mutual fund investment companies,
Rolex,
Lexus, Jaguar. Like, I just feel like that's not for me, man. Like, I need to be watching football, and they're telling me to go to Buffalo Wild Wings or something. Like, it's not my thing. Like, I like seeing ads for something I can afford or need, right?
Why you watch sports is for the ads.
No, but if I'm going to see ads, I'd like to be like, oh, yeah, hey, I could totally go shop at...
Tesla.
No.
Well, then you should like tennis even more. They're saving you money.
Yeah, watch ads that you're not gonna waste your money on.
Yeah, but even like they come out and they've got their bags and their towels and their white outfits, and it's just like, yeah, like that's not me. That's not me.
At least they don't flop like basketball players.
I mean, you can't go like play quarterback. Like that's not you either. I mean,
I know. I'm just saying, but at least I feel like these are my people. You know, like they're telling me to go eat junk food, and they're telling me to, sign up for this cable package or whatever. Like it's okay, yeah. Like that makes sense. Like a new computer device thing. Oh, a new iPhone. Rolex. Like I don't need a Rolex. I've already got one.
Let's go to the phone line to get John Tweet. What's up, Tweet? You like tennis?
No. Hey guys, what was the question? It beeped in and I didn't hear.
Do you like tennis?
Like what?
You big tennis guy.
Australian Open.
I'm trying to think the last tennis thing I actually watched.
Houston doesn't like it. He says it's not.
It's too uppity for me.
It's not him.
He doesn't
like
uppity.
He doesn't like the commercials. He watches golf all the time. He loves the
I can play golf.
You can play tennis.
Yeah,
you
it's not fun, though.
Pretty,
it's not.
I like racquetball better than tennis, but I wouldn't watch it.
I like racquetball. I like badminton. Let's get some badminton going. Mm. I love badminton. I was really good at
that. Is it that thing called the bird? Is it the birdie or the shuttlecock?
Shuttle birdie.
Which one is the birdie?
They're the same.
Isn't that badminton?
Yeah.
Yeah, birdie, shuttlecock. It's the badminton. I don't know what we call that. The if there is a ball, that's what it is.
Billy's watching right
Where
now.
Where do you think viruses rank on the media things to just overhype?
I don't know, like
above or
second behind
Trump?
Impeachment.
They yeah. totally they well they went really overboard on the Ebola thing a few years back.
It's like the temperature outside is hot when it might be, usually is cold. That's one of them.
Yes.
Some kind of tweet, something else to go crazy about.
Zion.
Some virus. Oh, the world's gonna end.
I feel like a virus is like way up there, right? I mean, because it.
Pretty high.
Especially early on, because you don't know, who is possibly immune. Or, like, right now, everyone's looking at this thinking, I could get this if I come in contact. So it's kind of this is when they actually have, like, a responsibility to the viewing public to give accurate information.
Oh, I'm sure they'll do that.
I can't wait till someone
There's
politicizes the virus, though. Like, that's coming. Like,
I mean,
this ever happened when Obama was president. Like, that's going to happen today. I'm just saying. I'm not picking a side. I'm just telling you, like, someone will weaponize and politicize this virus today. It will happen.
Can we do a China ban?
They weren't on the list.
I mean, if you really think about it, it's a bad day for Chinese restaurants.
Just the association?
I would think, yeah.
I mean, no, he's...
Or because they might serve
I mean, back. General Chow's chicken's got to take a big hit today.
I mean, you're kind of joking about it. I would bet you if you could poll every, like, Chinese restaurant, Japanese restaurant today, I would bet you that their numbers are starting to go down because people are just like, it's scary. Like, people don't know. And I'm not saying they're right to do that. I'm just saying fear is a mind killer. So, like, people are going to just immediately think, nope, can't go there, can't do that, can't do that. It's debilitating. It's crippling.
I tell you, Russ really, I mean, excuse me, Wes really did a public service today, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
There was some lady in the line at the bank the other day coughing, and it's one of those, zigzag through line queues. I was like 10 yards behind her. People were looking at me. I'm like, she's coughing. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you're not being mean to her. You're just trying to protect yourself.
No,
it just makes sense.
It's nothing personal, ma'am. It's your disease. That's what I'm trying to avoid. Not you. You
I don't
seem
know why
fine.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you're probably a great person when you're not coughing viruses on my face.
Yeah, hocking up a lung. Boys, really what I called in about, other than to take two shots at SARS or whatever it is, was how do y'all feel about this? Is anybody predicting a win? I mean, I don't even, who are the players missing? John Philip Sousa, and who's the other one?
Silvio de Sousa, the stool-wielding gladiator, and McCormick.
Tweet, here's a good analogy. Take Tennessee's team last season, and you would be missing Fulkerson and Pons.
Yeah. So really nothing.
Right.
A little depth and a little height as far as your depth is concerned. Not as deep on the bench when it comes to big guys.
Yeah, so get Azubuike in foul trouble early. You'll have a better chance if you're able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And then feed the folk.
Guys, and I might ask Nate this or any of the basketball people specifically. It seemed like last game we built a pretty good lead running like really quick motion type stuff. And then we turned around and tried to concentrate on forcing the ball inside and just almost seemed to struggle to do it. You know, it kind of went stagnant for a bit.
Yeah, I wonder if that was a, hey, we've got the lead, now let's work on some stuff we're not good at.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
Because I feel like in a game like that, Tweet, that's okay. I mean, he mentioned, was it the Vanderbilt game, Nate, where he said, I wanted to leave the guys on the floor so that they can continue to get comfortable with each other. And I felt like that's what he did against Ole Miss until the last couple of minutes. I think it was the last 3:33 or whatever. He pulled Johnson, and he let the two walk-ons, well, one of them's on scholarship now, but he let Fleshman and the other guy in.
Fake David Hogg.
Yeah. But I think until that, up to that point, he's like, hey, we're up by 20-something, almost 30. Like, let's work on what we're not good at, which is feeding the post and back-to-the-rim basketball.
It's weird because we used to be so good at it with Bone feeding into Grant. Now it just seems like the two-point or the point, whoever's around the point guard really struggles to feed it, or the person inside struggling to get position and hold the man off.
Well, no one plays basketball that way anymore. Like, I feel like watch other teams play. No one posts up and tries to make post entry and then lets the post player make a one-on-one move. I mean, like, hell, the whole there's offenses now that are just dribble drive motion where you tell your post player, hey, run to the rim, and if you don't get it in the break, go away from the ball and just chill there until we force a guy to help and then come in for the dunk. Like, there's no, you know, post up ball side. Like, it's pretty old school. So these guys, like, even Vescovi's in an NBA training thing is probably running all ball screen and roll, and all his post players he's passing to are either cutting towards the basket or looping around for a jump shot.
Mm. And you got to have shooters too, and this team is not shooting the ball.
We are shooter deficient.
Who's the one on the team
that can shoot?
Vescovi?
Yeah.
But I mean he kind of, it's like a set shot to me. It's like he's not, I still don't think he's quick enough to go by people.
Quickness as far as foot speed is not, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a long-term problem, but yeah, he's not a get by you and get to the basket point guard.
Correct.
Like, all right, like everybody Kentucky's had for the last 10 years. Tweet. Thanks, Tweet. Appreciate it.
He elevates and shoots the three when somebody's running out at him, right?
Yeah.
He just dials it down when he's wide open.
Yeah, it's kind of a set shot if he doesn't need to jump. Which, I mean, that's what guys in the three-point contest do that, like, all the time. Yeah. I mean, if there's no defense, like, don't waste time and energy elevating if you can just hit your set shot, and that's what he hits.
More control. It's kind of like swinging slower in golf.
Makes sense.
So you got Tennessee winning tomorrow?
No.
I'm assuming we won't have a line before the end of the show today.
No, it'll come out tomorrow morning. If it was here, I think there'd be a chance, you know, that maybe Kansas in a weird environment, missing a couple guys, having to travel, you know, raucous Thompson Bowling Arena.
Do you think we keep it close?
I actually do. Like, I don't think we'll get embarrassed. I think with 10 minutes to go, like, it'll go one of two ways. I mean, I'm predicting Kansas to win, but I feel like with 10 minutes to go, we'll be in this thing. And then the question is, can somebody or somebody's step up, hit some shots, and can we get some defensive stops? Because at that point, Kansas would go into their, not desperation mode, but like, oh, well, this is more of a game than we thought, so let's really try. And we're going to have to match that energy.
Let's say the spread's 13.5. Tennessee covers?
I feel like, I mean, if that's the spread, you could tell me it'd be 19, and I'd say, yes, Tennessee will cover. 13.5 feels like about what it would be-ish. Like, it'll be, you know, 5 or 6 with 10 minutes to go, and then either we kind of hang around and keep it close, or they push it out to about, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, that's probably what it's going to be, right? 13.5? KenPom's got a 14-point victory. 68-54, really low scoring for Kansas.
Wait, what now? Say it again?
68-54.
we score 54. I don't know if I can do another game like that.
Do you want to have five guys in double figures?
I'm going to go no
final
on that
segment,
bet.
Hour two. Stick with us right here on Three and Out. Final segment, hour two, as Davey plays the hits today.
That was a Billy suggestion right there.
Uh-huh. Who's in the tiebreak, Billy? Fifth set tiebreak.
Oh,
I think more tennis on this show. That's what Three and Out
is. Is it Millman and Federer?
Wait, Federer's in the tiebreak?
Mm-hmm.
The fifth set tiebreak.
Yep.
I mean, it's big news. What's he seeded in this? And
Serena lost last night.
He's the three seed?
Coco beat that
8-8.
Holy moly.
Who did Coco beat last night? Like the was she Japanese? Like a Japanese ace that everyone was expecting to do well? I don't want to say her name because I don't want people to think I thought I saw that her name was Osaka, but I could be wrong.
Osaka lost. Yeah. Yeah, 6-3, 6-4. Yep, you got it.
Coco beat Osaka?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it funny now, Billy, that I was actually correct? That just happens to be a name of a local restaurant chain, so I didn't want people to think I was being insensitive. And I wasn't 100% sure it was Osaka, but it is Osaka, because I am a sports wizard.
Hmm. I didn't even realize you were just putting down, you know, my collegiate sports exploits.
No, I'm proud of you. It's just not my game. Hmm. They're not my people.
So I'm not your people, huh?
I didn't say that.
That's all right. No, it's fine. I was always the outsider. Like
Yeah.
Like I got started.
You were the hustler. Yeah.
Like I played as a little kid, like at the free YMCA.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you weren't going to like tennis camps and then I took the Alps or something.
A break and did other stuff, and then started back as a ninth grader. Played just straight high school, and I go to those junior tennis tournaments, and they'd all look at me like I was funny.
Who is this guy? His shoes aren't brand new.
Exactly.
He's worn those for at least two matches.
Look at his racket.
Yeah, like I'm not in on that. What is that, a Wilson? Oh, come on. Does Wilson make good rackets, though? Like the high-quality
stuff? They make good
stuff?
And bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do make high-end and recreational rackets. Then I'd whoop their ass.
Pretty impressive that I knew that Coco beat
that?
Osaka, right?
Match is over. Federer won.
They robbed us.
Spoiler alert. I was going to watch that later.
I mean, you were asking him who's in the tiebreak. Like you did this to yourself, man. I'm not blaming Billy.
Just kidding.
Yeah, and you told me
you said get mad at the World Cup.
It was 10-8.
Yeah, the World Cup's 10? I mean, depending on the time difference, that's one that. I feel like last time though, well not last time because we weren't in it, but.
No, that's what it was. The matches were going on during the show because it was in.
Is that what? Not right. The United States didn't play though the last time.
No.
During the show, I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
When is it in the United States? 2026?
I can't wait. Is Nashville still
in the
running?
Is that when it is?
Yeah. Nashville's up there. Probably going to get
matches.
One. Mm-hmm.
That'll be cool.
No, I'm going. I'm going to have to try and go to... Surely they'll have some in Atlanta, right? With the Atlanta United being crazy now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chicago, L.A.
But
do they play any on...
No, I was going to say they all have to be outdoor,
though. Do they have a rule? I don't think they have to be... Well... I mean, I just think they have to be on grass, right?
That's what I'm saying. They couldn't do it in Mercedes-Benz unless they can bring in real grass, and I doubt they'll want to do that.
No, I mean, they could out in
Arizona.
Glendale, yeah. That setup.
That'd be a pretty good setup. I don't – this virus has me shook, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's – I don't know, like have we overstated it? Are we understating it? Like, I don't know how important this is to people in general. I realize it's a sports show, so we're kind of supposed to be like the escape. But this feels like one that...
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you could talk politics every day. You could talk whatever. But like,
are we just more connected, though? Like, back in 2003, like 1,000 people in China died. I never heard about it.
Well, this is new, though. Like, this is different.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's, I guess because of all the references to movies that we've seen that were horrifying. And it feels exactly like this.
Well, I love those movies. Like, you really like that style.
Well, I like it because they find a cure at the end. Like, I'm waiting on that for this story. 11.
Well, you're more of a conspiracy theorist, too. Like,
whoa, hang on. What?
No, I'm just saying, you like to...
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I enjoy reading
learning that's
about
potential
conspiracies.
That's why
I don't buy
hypothetical
in.
Movies.
Yeah. I don't buy into apparently hypothetical. They were just predicting the future.
We got the tip to read about the Spanish flu. Whew.
Someone said that there have been some like serious outbreaks of some type of plague every 100 years, and it always happens on the 20s, so like 17, 20, 18, 20, 19, 20, and now 2020. Apparently it's something with the 20s. Every 100 years, something manifests itself in the deep, dark jungle.
Does it just have to hit 1920? Because that would be the 1918 Spanish flu ran through December 1920, so that would make sense.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sure by the end it was probably worse than it was at the beginning. I mean, I guess technically this probably started in 2019, but we're, it's front page news.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, it did. I mean, 2019-NCOV.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Just here's the year we found it. Good luck, everyone. Seth's on the phone.
All right. Seth, you're on 3 and Out. What's up, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Morning, Seth.
How are we feeling about the game tomorrow?
I mean, I'm going to watch it. That's probably about where I'm at. Like, don't embarrass yourself. Maybe keep it close for a magical ending. And, again, please don't embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be an awesome win. Obviously I kind of wanted more suspensions for Kansas because I thought that would give you a better chance. And just the fact of beating Kansas at all would feel good. But if you win it now, like, you don't get the, oh yeah, well, Kansas was, they were so undermanned. Like, now you get what I would consider full credit for the win.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see us running against Ole Miss, but do you guys remember when we were playing Vandy at the start of the second half, we almost ran like a little half-court trap. It was the one that sparked that like little 9-0 run that we had to start that half. There was something about that I really liked. I mean, I know Vanderbilt's probably, a team that you can run it against and have success just because of the level of talent. But I also think that we're just a really lengthy team. I actually really like that look. I wish Barnes would run that a little bit more and try to, speed up the game and just, maybe get some turnovers and get us out in transition. I just felt like that really sparked us. And I felt from what I've seen, it looks like we're trying to attack the basket more instead of just settling for inside-out, open three looks. It looks like we're trying to, cut to the basket, draw fouls.
Ever since South Carolina game when Bowden went 1 of 12 from three, like, you can tell that the focus has been from Rick Barnes, hey, guys, no bad threes. And it has been more of an attack the basket, feed Fulkerson. And I think, in that they have picked up a little bit more of the pressing and the pressure as far as getting on the ball because they're trying to create some easy baskets. The only issue with doing that to Kansas is I don't know who can stay in front of Dotson, and that guy is like a press breaker by himself.
Yeah.
I mean, you could try to trap him. I just worry that he'd just dribble around you, and then you're running, 5-on-3.
Yeah, it's almost like, I don't know how many minutes he plays, but it's almost like, I mean, you run it like when he maybe comes out of the game or something like that, unless you think that, like, if you tried to run, where Pons and James could try to, trap that, could try to trap them just because of their length.
Right.
Maybe given some difficulties. I don't particularly care for pressing. I don't particularly care for the way that West Virginia presses. I mean, I think it works in high school just because usually you only have like one good ball handler. And if you can pressure them, you can, throw the whole team off. But with college, those players are just so good as far as dribbling and, ball handling. I don't really care for that, but I think a half-court trap just to kind of, or almost like a three-quarter press, just to kind of, slow, like, make them bring it up to where when they bring it up, there's only like, 16 seconds on the clock left.
Yeah, they did that some against Ole Miss just to slow them down from getting into their offense. You asked about Dotson. He plays 34 and a half minutes a game. So that gives you 5.5 minutes of pressing with him off the floor.
Okay.
So he's out there a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you'd almost have to just try it, and if you just broke it a couple times,
yeah, just back out of it.
Yeah. But I think that's just a good way to play. I think it's a good way to play with this team. I've felt that way since the beginning. I didn't understand why we were just playing the same type of offense we played last year with this team. I feel like immediately I thought that the three-point shot was just becoming way too big of a factor in our offense. And I was like, you know, why don't we try to get inside the paint, just try to draw fouls and speed up the game a little bit. To where, you know, we kind of are pressing teams. I feel like that's where we could play a lot better, as long as our defense is playing well.
Thanks for the call, Seth. Yeah, it'll be a big, you know, litmus test for Tennessee, yeah, without much to lose.
I feel like we're not like the most skilled team, but we are athletic and long. Yeah. So, no, I agree. Like, I like the, again, I don't know if they've done like a true full court press, but the three quarter court, just the half court trap type stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they've picked it up. Like I think it was Vanderbilt. We kept trying to trap them basically the minute they would cross half court to create the other two boundaries.
Yeah.
And at one point, I think they went over and back and got away with it.
You did that against Ole Miss as well.
Yeah. Like, I think that's working. And we're athletic enough to kind of do that, get in the way, and then get back and set up the defense. And you've wasted 10 seconds off their clock. And I feel like that's kind of what we have to do. Dirty the game up, right? Like, that's what we've said. Yeah. Dirty the game up, get easy baskets, run when you can, because the half court, just running the offense, has not really been our forte, especially against the better teams.
When we come back, we'll kick off hour number three, get you all set for the weekend right here on 3 and Out.